Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 12th of February, and I'm recording at 9:45 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, today's action here, starting with stock markets, well, it was pretty much all green here as far as the Asia-Pacific markets were concerned. I think New Zealand was down very slightly, being the one exception. Vietnam reached its highest closing level since 2009, and really its performance in January and now February has been explosive. Okay, what else has happened here? China, another day swell, and you'd know that because I said these markets were all higher, but slightly higher on the China indices, but this has been a good rally here overall. Shenzhen Composite, Hang Seng China Enterprise Index, Taiwan, these are all up. Australia, good percentage gains, over 1% in here today. Thailand, one of the better performers here as well. So steady action in Japan's Topics Index, up over 1.25%. Now looking at Europe, mostly higher, and a good gain here by the Italian market, up 1.3%. That looks like the top performer in here. Sweden a little lower, that's one of the exceptions, and IBEX, that's Spain, but that's only down 0.1%. So steady performance here overall, up over 0.5% on the Euro Stoxx 50. Wall Street, mixed close. The Dow was down a tiny bit, the S&P down a really tiny bit, and the NASDAQ doing best here, up 0.25 percentage point to today. Now the NASDAQ 100 index actually touched a new high for the year in here today, and it's the only U.S. index to actually do that, including the NASDAQ Composite Index, which is considerably has far more components to it. But although the NASDAQ Composite Index is not far off its high that was seen earlier this year. Now, elsewhere, Brazil, Mexico down a little bit, Canada a tiny bit higher. Government bonds, the futures prices are lower, which means that the actual yields are up, and that U.S. 10-year, all important, I keep referring to it every audio, that's crept up to 2.76. So it's just above the middle of its range in here, but it's still in safe territory here. It's not until we see a sustained break, a clear break above the 3% level, that that will start to become a quite an important influence overall. But that's not, I'm not holding my breath on that, although I do think it will happen at some point in the next few months, as I've said before. The CCI index, that's that cumulative commodity index, that also pushed higher, got up over 30. That's its highest level, and I think since really June of last year. So this is increasingly looking like an overall developing base formation. And commodities are quite possibly back in business, and that would make sense with the U.S. economy continuing to recover, albeit slowly. After credit crisis, recessions, recoveries are always very slow, as I've repeated endlessly. I mean, people still seem to be surprised or disappointed that the recoveries are slow, but that's the way it works. And it couldn't be otherwise because everybody deleverages, including governments. And the governments also receive fewer tax revenues or lower tax revenues. So it takes a longer time, much longer time to get the next recovery actually underway. But as I was saying, with the U.S. economy gradually improving, more demand for commodities coming in there. But then also, I think China has been a factor here with its post-New Year break rally that we are seeing. And so people are more optimistic about the demand for commodities actually picking up. We had a quiet day here for the most part, though. Did I say that? I said a quiet day. I was going to say, but we had that in the commodity markets, not that quiet. The grains and beans are all a little bit lower. The industrial metals are a bit mixed. It was quiet in precious metals. That was what I was going to say, at least in terms of gold and silver. Gold barely changed, silver up 6 cents. But platinum and palladium were both stronger, particularly platinum, which had been lagging recently, but it's up to 1407. That's up over $19 in here today. Now, in currencies, we see the Asian dollar index of those regional currencies saw what looks to me like a at least a short-term low and probably a medium-term low at the very beginning of February. And it's pushed up just about every day since then. And so again, a little bit higher in here today. It does show that some confidence is returning, and more importantly, that some money is moving back into those Asian currencies, which have taken a battering, but that's the time to buy. It's made them more competitive, and they're cheaper if you're using harder currencies such as the dollar and sterling, or the Australian dollar even. Now, among as far as the dollar index is concerned, and again some of these Western currencies, dollar index up a tiny bit in here today, but the euro has slipped a little bit. It's back below that 136 level, and sterling firm up to nearly 1.66, and that's pretty much it on this Wednesday the 12th. So, all the very best to all of you.